The United Nations is engaged in 18 peacekeeping missions around the world. More than 90,000 soldiers and support personnel are involved in places like Cyprus, Western Sahara, Georgia, Liberia, Haiti, and Kosovo. Often referred to as the Blue Helmets because of their distinctive headgear, UN peacekeepers play a variety of roles, including monitoring peace agreements, supervising elections, and helping provide reconstruction aid. Former UN Undersecretary General Brian Urquhart says the responsibility of UN peacekeepers is vital, but limited in scope.
Because one of the great problems with the UN is it's been very successful in peacekeeping, and then it's tended to leave the scene of the crime, which then reverts to some fearful form of violence or corruption or failure of some kind.
In an effort to expand the role of the United Nations in post-conflict areas, the General Assembly has created a new peace-building commission. The 31-member commission will expand the UN role beyond peacekeeping to assist countries in the very difficult transition from war to peace following a civil war. Experts say this will mean helping nations in a variety of areas, such as reforming police forces, helping create a national army, making government institutions more effective, forming political parties, and assisting in the creation of an independent and responsible media. Analysts say all of this will take time, but the creation of this commission is an important step in helping countries recover from devastating civil wars. Experts say UN members also agreed on an important principle: to intervene in cases of genocide or ethnic cleansing. That principle is known as the responsibility to protect. And Nancy Soderberg, former alternate U.S. representative to the United Nations, says that is a revolutionary idea.
The UN is founded on the basis of sovereignty, meaning that each country is responsible for its own affairs and no country has the right to intervene in the internal affairs of another member. And that's enshrined in the Charter, and it's very much how the UN drives. After the debacle of Bosnia, and particularly the genocide in Rwanda, the Secretary General said we need to think again about what it is that what responsibility the international community has when things like this happen. And he pulled together the brightest minds in the world, and they came up with this new theory, which is the responsibility to protect, which says when a state is either unwilling or unable to protect its population, the issue of sovereignty yields to the responsibility of the international community to protect them.
Analysts say while the doctrine of the responsibility to protect has been accepted by the United Nations, the key issue is how do you implement it? Michael Doyle was an advisor to outgoing UN Secretary General Kofi Annan.
So at the level of principle or doctrine, this is a good step forward. At the level of practice, the jury is still out. You know, we have a case in front of us right now called Darfur, where whether it's technically legally genocide or not is disputed, but whether horrendous ethnic cleansing, rapes, murders, all sorts of other abuses are taking place is not disputed. And so we'll see where the Security Council steps up and fulfills these new responsibilities that have been identified for it by the entire membership. We don't know yet.
For the past 3 years, Sudanese forces and pro-government Arab militias have been fighting rebel groups in Darfur. Khartoum is accused of war crimes against the region's black African population. As of now, Sudan has prevented a UN force from entering Darfur. Experts say it is essential for the international community to act now to put teeth into the new principle of the responsibility to protect. Andre Deneshnera, VOA News, Washington.